Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl, Madison Lane, back with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster called life. Today's topic: mindfulness for emotional regulation. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? You know that feeling when a tiny annoyance can spiral into a full-blown meltdown? Trust me, we've all been there. But here's the thing, friends, you don't have to be at the mercy of your feelings. Stoicism teaches us that while we can't control external events, we absolutely can control our reactions to them. And mindfulness is like your secret weapon in this emotional mastery game. Think of it as this cool superpower that allows you to observe your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. It's like watching a movie or aware of the plot, the characters, the drama, but you're not actually in the movie, experiencing all those emotions firsthand. So let's dive into some practical takeaways that will help you tap into the superpower and become a stoic ninja of emotional regulation. 1. Become an emotion detective. First things first, we need to get familiar with our own emotional landscape. What triggers your stress? What sends you into happy overdrive? Pay attention to the physical sensations that accompany different emotions. Is it a tightness in your chest when you're anxious? A lightness in your stomach when you're excited? The more aware you are of these patterns, the better equipped you are to handle them. 2. Label it to tame it. Just like naming a scary monster makes it less intimidating, hello, Chavit, labeling your emotions can actually help you gain control over them. Don't just say, I feel bad. Get specific. I feel frustrated because, or I feel overwhelmed by. This act of verbalization creates distance between you and the emotion, allowing you to observe it more objectively. 3. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Deep breaths, my friends, deep breaths. Seriously, there's a reason this is the go-to advice for everything from public speaking to dealing with an angry toddler. When you inhale deeply, your body releases tension, and when you exhale, you let go of stress. It's a simple yet powerful tool that can instantly shift your emotional state. 4. The power of not yet. Ever find yourself caught in a spiral of negative thinking? I'll never get this done, I'm such a failure, etc. Try reframing those thoughts with the powerful phrase, not yet. It's a tiny shift that can make a world of difference. Instead of dwelling on what hasn't happened, you acknowledge the present moment and open yourself up to possibilities. 5. Find your stoic oasis. Whether it's a quiet walk in nature, a hot bath with essential oils, or simply 10 minutes of meditation, create space for yourself to recharge and reconnect with your inner calm. These moments of mindfulness are like little retreats that help you replenish your emotional reserves and build resilience. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a challenging deadline. Stress levels are through the roof, emails are piling up, and that colleague who always leaves their dishes in the sink is driving you crazy. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the urge to lash out, or maybe even just collapse under your desk. But wait. Remember our mindfulness training? Step back for a second. Take a few deep breaths. Label those emotions. I'm feeling stressed and frustrated. Remind yourself this is temporary. Remind yourself that you can handle this. You've got this. Then focus on what you can control, your actions. Prioritize tasks, delegate when possible, and maybe even send that coworker a friendly reminder about the communal sink with a smile. D. Mindfulness doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about being present, aware, and choosing how to respond to life's ups and downs rather than letting them control you. Remember, friends, every day is an opportunity to cultivate your stoic core strength, resilience, and balance. And mindfulness is your key to unlocking that inner power. So go out there, be present, and own your emotions. Now I want to hear from you. What's your favorite mindfulness technique? Share it in the comments below or on social media. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a single episode of Build Your Stoic Core. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.